Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. On this programme, we like to push the boundaries of broadcasting, and this particular episode is no exception. How would you like to come shopping with me? Oh, go on, it'll only take 30 minutes, and I bet you never shopped like this before. This really is a unique radio broadcast like nothing you've ever come across. And more interestingly and more excitingly, the next few minutes could possibly change your life forever. I know this sounds like hype and exaggerated claims, but all I can say is that I'm speaking sincerely from the heart, because I've been changed myself and greatly enriched by all that you're going to hear. I want to share good news with you and helpful advice. So come on, let's go shopping, not online, but on air, and prepare to be amazed. As we enter the shop, the first thing we hear is the muzak, or in this case, lovely saxophone music, because we're a more sophisticated supermarket. So, where shall we start? How about the egg section? Or should that be the chicken selection? For the sake of argument, let's say the egg comes before the chicken. So, what kind of eggs do you prefer?
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in AM.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down?
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss.
Just as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like
mine with a kiss.
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied
as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine
with a hug.
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right
as long as I get my hug.
I've got to have my love in AM.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down?
I'll never frown.
Eggs can be almost bliss. as long as I get my kiss.
Thanks, Dean Martin and Helen O'Connell. But seriously, how do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled or fried? Fried is the least healthy. But before that stage, what kind of eggs do you prefer? I mean, eggs from caged hens, or barn hens, or free-range hens, or organically fed hens. Caged hens' eggs are the cheapest. But the hens live in small, cramped wire cages, unable to move properly or flap their wings. It's cruel to the birds and results in more peely-wally eggs, which are less healthy for us. Free-range eggs, on the other hand, cost more, but the hens are a lot more happy with life, and happy, healthy hens give us very tasty, nutritious, delicious eggs. Why should we care about the hens, I hear some people think? Well, isn't that self-evident? They're living creatures. They have feelings. They bleed when hurt. Don't you love animals? Are you an uncaring person? Can you not care about hens? You see, if you don't care about hens, would you later on go on to care about dogs and then care about humans? Or is it all part of the same spectrum? At what point can an uncaring person suddenly switch to becoming a caring person? Surely caring people are always caring people at every level. Beyond that, there's the golden rule. Do for others what you would want them to do for you. That is in the Good News version of the Bible. In the New English Bible, it puts it, always treat others as you would like them to treat you. I've seen the golden rule on the entrance wall of the United Nations in New York. Don't you think the world would be a much better place if everyone practiced that? It's actually a quote from Jesus recorded in his Sermon on the Mount, his greatest teaching highlights, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. I should have said earlier that this shopping trip down the aisles is Christian shopping. What's Christian shopping, I hear you ask? Is there such a thing? Oh yes, there is. The Christian faith affects every single part of our lives. Every aspect of our lives, without exception, not just holy bits. That's what's been wrong with so many Christians in the past. They seem to think that Christianity is just for the weekends, Sundays only. But Christians are Christians 24/7, and it affects everything in our lives. There's Christian shopping, Christian working, Christian socialising, Christian football even. No doubt somebody's thinking, well, Christians can please themselves what they do, but I'm not a Christian. So it doesn't affect me. Not so. Even atheists have honesty and integrity and principles and standards. And the hens are not caring whether you do it from Christian conviction or from atheistic decency, so long as they are free to roam and not confined to a cage. So, back to the eggs and the chickens. And let's not forget the cock-a-doodle-doos too. I saw a young woman shopper looking at the whole range of chicken products in my supermarket, and I stuck my neck out and said, those four chickens are the best. Why is that? She asked. Because all the others are caged chickens, but these four are free-range ones. She said, well, I do buy free-range eggs, but I'd never thought about buying free-range chickens, for some unknown reason. And I said, well, surely the same logic would prevail. Of course, some folk are vegetarians or vegans, and won't eat chickens at all, or any other creature. All sorts of believers and non-believers fall into two camps. One group says that we won't eat animals, birds or fish, out of respect for their life, while the other group thinks that they are there for us to eat. You can read the Bible both ways. I think it is fair to say that both groups agree that we should respect all creatures, great and small, and that we should nurture them and never be cruel to them.
Tiny wheel.
That's the Peter Knight Singers. You're listening to the Holy Half Hour as we explore Christian shopping. I confess I'm only recently thinking more and more about food issues, and not just from my own health and fitness aspect, important though that is. I'm thinking about shopping and food from a moral point of view, from a theological angle, from a sheer common sense logical point of view. But I'm thinking more about these things. For instance, I don't eat lamb now because I want the young sheep to enjoy a bit of a life. I'm more comfortable with the thought of eating an older sheep, but I never seem to see mutton on sale these days. On the other hand, I notice that I'm buying young chickens and indeed eating eggs, which is chicken abortion really, isn't it? Nobody ever calls it that, do they? How can I eat chickens but not lambs? And I suspect I'm not the only inconsistent customer in the shop today. I've also gradually cut out eating pork or bacon. Well, I feel sorry for the pigs, especially when I see lorry loads of them being transported long distances to an ignominious slaughter in the abattoir. They're quite intelligent animals, as demonstrated by the occasional escapee from the slaughterhouse. Besides that, bacon rolls, though very tasty, and bacon and eggs being very comforting winter breakfasts, they're very greasy, fattening, and they play havoc with our cholesterol. Here's a song by my own primary school back home in Aberdeenshire entitled Bacon Roll, which is a parody of Cliff Richard's hit single Living Doll.
Got myself a greasy, squeezy, triple cheesy bacon roll. Bacon roll. Gunty, gunty, nice and easy. It's a greasy bacon roll. Bacon roll. Got a hungry moo and that is who I'm going to fill her hole. We my greasy, squeezy, triple cheesy bacon roll. Take a look at their breed. It's bra. It's got pickles and green sauce in all. I'm going to hear it new. We Irish brew and a snob off for my tea. Yum, yum. Hid myself a huffing, hanging, honking, minging, bacon roll, bacon roll. Move a glimpse of pain, I wish I'd never seen a bacon, bacon roll. We are aching with him, I'm gone him, for I just canna fall. Another move for all that hanging.
Anyway, let's push on with our shopping. If we are to shop in a Christian manner, or indeed as atheists who wish to be responsible and thoughtful, respecting the welfare of the creatures involved, the environment, the producers, our health, society's corporate health, then there are lots of issues to think about. For instance, bog off, buy one, get one free, which tempts us to buy more than we need, or more than is good for us, just because it's free. It takes great discipline to eat and use only what we need. But isn't it good self-control? Isn't it something we should aspire to? When two identical items of the same price are sitting side by side at the same price, but one is larger than the other, I keep meeting this at the broccoli counter, my instinct is to take the larger of the two broccoli. But then I think, well, there's only my wife and I, and we don't always finish our broccoli by the next shop. And there are large families who are poorer off than we are, who would scoff the lot no bother. So why not leave the bigger broccoli to them? Or think about this. Oh look, there's some red tomatoes. Let's go over and get some tomatoes. They're real whoppers. Where are they from? Does it matter, you ask? Yes, it does. Look, here are some tomatoes from New Zealand and some from Italy. They're exactly the same price, so it's better to buy them from Italy. Why is that? Because it saves transporting them round the whole world. Think of the diesel, the pollution, the global warming. It's half as much from half the distance. Why not support Scottish producers then? True. Why not grow your own tomatoes? John Denver does.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning and out in the garden, get your ripe one, don't get a heart. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Well, you can go out and eat, and that's for sure, but there's nothing that a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your own very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs and eat them with gravy. You can eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. A homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Change this life I lead. You could call me Johnny Tomato Seed, cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomato in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cold dark cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, cause I could be a pushing up a homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes.
Here's a few other thoughts for the thinking shopper. Why does it cost more to buy beans with reduced sugar and reduced salt than to buy the usual beans? They put in less, yet we pay more. And I buy sea salmon rather than farmed salmon. Salmon were meant to swim freely. They're not like crops to be farmed. And when they are farmed, they're very susceptible to epidemics of illnesses and lice. And I boycott products by companies which abuse their workers. Have you heard of fair trade? Fair trade products carry a certain label to say that the original producer gets a fair price for their product. I remember having a long conversation in Kenya with Francis, a farmer, who grew tea and coffee and yet was so poor he couldn't afford to buy a cup of tea or coffee. Even in Scotland, farmers are not getting paid their proper cost price of producing their milk. Many are going out of business. Many are struggling to the point of having a nervous breakdown. In my supermarket, you can buy two identical cartons of milk, one for £1, the other for £1.23. And it says on the label that the extra 23 pence goes to the farmer. Customers obviously prefer the cheaper price, but if you think about it, let's do justice to the farmer. But shouldn't all milk have a fair price built into it? And then the customers wouldn't grudge it, they would just get used to it. We do that with every other product. It's only milk which spells out that you have to pay an extra 23 pence. Surely there should be a law against shops paying the producers less than the cost price. You can see that I take ages shopping because I read the small print at the back of the labels. If you try it, you'll get a lot of surprises. Look at Scampi, with only 30% Scampi in it. What's the other 70%, one asks. Look at Kit Kat Fingers. They've got 53% sugar. Our whole society's suffering sugar problems. Look at Cadbury's chocolate cream eggs with 0% chocolate. Chocolate eggs without any chocolate. They should be taken up for the tray's descriptions. On the subject of chocolate, did you know that there are only about 8 major companies all around the world, and they control 95% of the world's chocolate trade? The other 5% is fair trade chocolate. The 95% is not fair trade. Worse than that, it's based on child slave labour. These companies, which produce nearly every chocolate product which you consume, I say you consume because I've stopped eating chocolate in protest, they're taking young kids far away from their homes and families, I mean thousands of miles, paying them 50 pence for 12-hour days, working on the equator in all the heat, harvesting the cocoa pods, which is hard physical work. At our end, they're then progressively reducing the size of chocolate bars and biscuits, and reducing the amounts of chocolate in the chocolate. Kit Kat is a strange case. Sometimes they use fair trade chocolate and sometimes they don't. As if you can switch on and off child slave labour. So you have to check for the fair trade logo to find which is which. Well, our holy half hour will soon be up and there are so many things I would like to share with you, but let me just throw in a few quickies at the end here. I've seen in the shop people stealing grapes, and on any belief system, whatever religion you are, however, or atheist, I think everybody would agree, please do not steal the grapes, because I might be the person coming next and I would like to get my full quota and not with your paws all over it, please. I see people abusing the veg, bumping up and down, bruised and all the rest. Personally, I was noticing recently how many aisles I don't go into. You know, sometimes folk will not be going to the baby aisle or the pets aisle, but I personally give a bypass to the alcohol aisle. I bypass the cigarettes, the lottery, so on. But think about fat, sugar and salt, the three great culprits in our British diet. The doctors will tell you our whole country is suffering big time because of these. Check the labels. It only takes a second. You don't have to do it every time. But you quickly get to know the fat, sugar and salt levels. And it's a lifesaver for your own health, for the family's health, for the community's health. And sometimes when you see something that's too cheap to be right, that's because it is too cheap to be right. There are sweatshops around the world, people getting paid tuppence halfpenny, and we get it for a ridiculous price. Sometimes it's quite well marked up in price at our end and it's still coming from sweatshops, but you know what I mean. Always check sometimes with the price. Takeaway foods, I skip that aisle as well, because there aren't many health foods in the fast food takeaway section. So now I hope that this programme has opened your mind to all sorts of thoughts. And we've limited ourselves to the grocery section here, but there are lots of implications for all other shopping. The main point is that we should shop responsibly. Care for others, think of farmers and other producers, think of the animals, think of your health, your family's health and society's health. Think of God. We're accountable to him. And what does he say? In general terms, God says, exercise love and self-control. Use your brain and be good. Remember his golden rule, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Do for others what you would want them to do for you. Always treat others as you would like them to treat you. So bye for now and happy shopping. And if you see me in the supermarket, I'm the one reading the labels.